The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 4th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
This is the regrettable fact that we have got in India. The real knowledge.
Real
knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
And we have locked up them.
We have locked them. That is the greatest crime we have committed.
You have not allowed it to grow all over the world.
Jnana khala. Saraswati jnana khale jathasati. Thus, like this in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnana khale. If you have got some knowledge, you should distribute it. That will glorify you. Not that I have got some knowledge, I will keep it secret. India has got such exalted, vast knowledge of spiritual life. And that is lockdown. We are imitating the Western dog dancing. This I wanted to bring to your notice. This will not do any good. So, some arrangement should be made that this exalted knowledge of India must be distributed. That I have begun with my humble. That I have no cooperation of the authorities. That is most significant. So, now there is change of government. And Murarji is very religious person.
Yes, he is highly religious.
So why not at least keep an ideal institution? Just like for technical knowledge, if there is a good medical college, any part of the world, people go there without any consideration of nationality or anything. Similarly, let there be an ideal institution in India, so that the whole world will come in.
We had those universities, Takshashila, Nalanda, Mansion Bay, and people from all over the world were coming.
So why don't you invite now?
Correct.
We go there for imitating their technology.
Yes.
But who comes here to learn something? But you have gone. The example is already set up. These boys, they have not come here for learning your cycle manufacturing. They are made up of it. We are proud of manufacturing cycle and sewing machine. So that is my request, that I have started making an organized institution that the people from all parts of the world will come here and learn this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission
is...
Not Gaudiya mission. Chaitanya's mission. Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, you know Lord
Chaitanya.
So, he declares that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoi Vaja. Anyone who has taken birth as human being, not cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they simply jump whole night. We find so many dogs, whole night busy, watching. Whose property he is watching? But he hears of these beings. Very busy. As soon as some motorcycle out there, watching. So therefore, this is business of cats and dogs. But human beings' business is different. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janma Jaha. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being in India, Bharat Bhumite, janma sarthak kari karo paropoka. First of all, make your life perfect. You have got the opportunity, Vedic culture. And then receive the knowledge all over the world for doing good to the whole human society. That will glorify the prestige of India. So why not attend? Let there be an institution fully following the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then people will benefit. If you say it is secular, Bhagavad Gita is for every man. There is no question of Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Jiva. When Krishna said, Dehina Sin Jatha Dehi Kauman Yomanam Jara, Tatha Dehantara Prapti, so this growing, a child is going to become a boy. A boy is going to become a young man. A young man is going to become an old man. So, what is the secular? Everyone grows. Does it mean when it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, it is only meant for the Hindus?
It is universal.
It is universal, science. It is science. So why this science is kept locked up and distorted by the leaders? If you understand one line of Bhagavad Gita, your life becomes such. Now, our leaders are supposed to read Bhagavad Gita. But who understands this one line? Tatha dehantara prapti dhiras tatva namani. Nobody understands. And they are scholars of Bhagavad Gita. They cannot understand this one line in the beginning. This is it. I request you to take this matter seriously, and it is being responded. I am writing these books on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are selling daily 5 to 6 lakhs worth of books. In a foreign country where the religious system is different, and during Christmas festival, we are selling our books. Large quantity.
It's a novel thing.
So unless there is something, substance, they are intelligent. Why they should accept this? But this is one man's attempt. Why not maybe? This political change, the political system and change, it will go on. Today you are powerful, tomorrow I am powerful. That does not make any difference. Indira Gandhi was so powerful. In one day everything finished. So when he finished my position, Mohita Nabi Janati Mame Papara Mambayam. Siddhi Guru Emi Bhav. They do not know behind this all activities there is a person who can do anything he likes. So what about to know about him? So these things are there in India. The knowledge is not secret. It is open. So without distorting it, without breaking it and spoiling it, why not give it as it is for the benefit of the whole humanity? You are a young man, you can think over.
Make it a mission.
But it's your blessing. It's your blessing that we should be able to do something. Last time we had talked about this. And in Delhi, actually, I was on the verge of arranging the meeting with Maharaj. But then our Giridhar telephoned me. And in difference to your health, we didn't arrange that meeting in Delhi. When Maharaj is coming here,
yes. First of all, you can talk. It is not expected that everyone will be able to understand. It is not expected. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetrimam tattva. It is not so easy job. But still, some ideal institution should be there. who are actually serious to understand, they may be given the chance. That must be there. In the university, when we are students, there are some postgraduate classes. So no student was coming. But still the university maintained that class, weighing in those days 1,200, 1,500 salaries to the professor. They maintained that. So here there is no question of salary. Here, the institution must be maintained strictly following the principles of Bhagavad Gita. It is open. It is not difficult at all. Just like Krishna says, the perfect life. How one can become perfect? Manmanam bhavaman bhaktam madhyajiman namaskar. Always think of me. Manmanam. Just become my devotee, madhbhaktam. What's in me? Madhyajiman namaskar. Simply offer your obligations and 1, 2, 3, 4 items. If you do one item here, at least, you will like it. Even this child can do this. So to understand Bhagavad Gita and follow the principle, not at all difficult. It is not reserved for any particular class of men or country or society. Such a nice thing. And the human body is meant for understanding this knowledge. Not limited the cats and dogs jumping. This is being done by the cats and dogs. By evolutionary process, when you come to the human form of life, it is meant for understanding the science. So, this opportunity there is, but we are blocking them not to take this knowledge and try to understand how to jump like cats and dogs. Let us decide this to the human. You have got such chance. So, instead of helping you to get the chance, if I mislead you another way, this is not get us this service. That is being done all over the world. If you simply understand this one line, tatha dehantaram prapti. So, today I am Indian. And after death, I become something else. That are 8,400,000 different bodies. Today I may be very exalted. Minister, and tomorrow if I become something else, I will have to, because nature's law you cannot check. Tathamehaṁ, just like here is a child. You cannot check to become a young man. That is not in your power. She must become, or he must become. Similarly, tathādehāntara prāpti, it is not in your hand or in my hand. It is in the hand of the prakriti. Prakṛti-cakṣu-vāṇāni guṇai-karmāṇi sarvas ahaṅkāra vimuḍātmā. So, there are so many things that the human society requires this knowledge, and we are trying to get this knowledge alone with our humble attempt, and these foreigners are helping with their prāṇai-rakṣai-viyāvāsa. By their life, by their money, by their intelligence, by their words. So we have got, at least in Bombay, the most important place in India, these institutions. So come here, try to understand the philosophy. There is no difficulty, but we neglect it. We are simply and distorted. Everyone is giving his own interpretation. What is the importance of Krishna? He, Bhagavad Gita, is a book with authority, and if you interpret and give your own interpretation, then where is the authority? Suppose Parliament passes one law, and if I interpret in my own way, then where is the authority of the law? This is it. If you want to give some idea of your own, give it separately. Why do you take Bhagavad Gita and distort it? This is not gentleman. We are presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and this being accepted. And before me, so many Swamis, Yogis went there. They also tried to explain Bhagavad Gita. But nobody accepted. In the history, there was not a single devotee of Krishna before my going. Now there are thousands. Why? The secret is that I am presenting as it is. No distortion, no cheating. This is the Jinni credit, Swamiji has done wonderful. I say the secret of wonderful is this, that I am not distorted. I have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is open.
It has created your attempt and created a good impact on the Western world.
Everybody is doing it.
Yes.
But we have rejected. Our misfortune is that our property we have used.
Instead of rejecting, it would be correct as you said earlier, that we have lost it up.
We don't take any importance.
Yeah.
But now, if you want to do something, then you maintain this institution rigidly, follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't matter. It doesn't require many men. Ekaschanda samohanti natatara samanti. If there is one moon in the sky, there is everything. You don't require millions of stars twinkling. So, let that be an institution, and it is open to everyone. There is no question of secular. Let them learn this art. That is one. Not blindly. It applies to your consideration. Take it after mature judgment. No, what is there? Everything is there. There is no difficulty. Why you are neglecting this important business of India? Do you think it is right?
You could not neglect. And earlier it should have done a little better. Not only for the world, for India also. You said to the impediment was that all those rulers, most of them were not believing in religion. They say religion.
Why you are bringing religion? It is science. Why you are mistaking again? Is that religion? A child is going to become a young man. Is that religion? It is science.
But they do not look at from that perspective.
But that means Ruskers. They do not accept 2 plus 2 equal to 4.
Yeah, correct.
If you do not take mathematics as it is, and you interpret 2 plus 2 equal to 3, that is Ruskism. 2 plus 2 equal to 4, that is everywhere.
Now, could we put some concrete proposals? How do we want to proceed?
The proposal is there. Here it is already done.
Yeah.
Understand? Pentangari. The core thing. Manmana bhava madh bhakta madh jaji mangana vasku. Mami vaishasi adanka. This core thing is there. What is it? But if you are determined, no, it is not false, then who can educate? There is no loss. And if there is some gain, why not take it? What is the objection?
There can't be any objection.
Bhagavad Gita is accepted. And so far I understand that when Moradi was going to be arrested, he said, then let me finish my reading of Bhagavad Gita. I read it in the paper.
He's
a devotee of Bhagavad Gita. And there are many others. So why this teaching should not be given to the whole world? Then these foreign boys, they begin their this Bhagavad Gita practice from 3:30 to 9:30. They have no other way. You see your Sarira or the Giriraj, four days, they're all on duty. From morning till 30. Till they are tired, 9:30. Simply Bhagavad Gita. And we have got so many materials. If we discuss on this one line, Tathādehāntara prāpti, it takes days to understand. Now, if this is fact, Tathādehāntara prāpti, and na hannate hannamāne sarīre, what we are doing for that? This is Bhagavad Gita. Na jāyate nāmriyate vā kadāsit, na hannate hannamāne sarīre. So, I'm not getting any help either from the government, from the public. Man, the record is there in the Bank of America. How much foreign exchange I am bringing. Even this physical health also, I am working 4 hours at least at night. And they are also helping me. So this is our individual attempt. Why not come, you know? If you are actually a very serious student of our worship, why don't you come forward? And harava vaktasya kutu mahadguna manorathena asatu. You cannot make public honest simply by legislation. That is not possible. Forget it. If one becomes devotee of the Lord, all good qualities will be. And harava bhakta sukhitoma. If this is not a devotee, now so many things, condemnation is going on. Big leaders, today's paper also. This man, that man is rejected. Why? Harava bhakta sukhitoma. What do you mean by becoming a big leader if he is not a devotee? Dekhi Sarsati, you are very intelligent, young, and therefore I am trying to give you some idea. If you can give some shape to this idea, it is already there, it is no secret. Simply we must be serious that this institution must be there for educating the whole human society. Never mind a very small number. It doesn't matter. But the idea must be.
No.
And we are prepared to challenge or meet challenge of any scientist, any philosopher, any politician, anyone. It is not dogmatic. Who can say anything against this statement? Abhijananti vāna mūrha. But unfortunately, our people get Krishna as ordinary human being. That's abhijananti vāna mūrha. If we remain mūrha, how will we think? Because Krishna comes just like a human being to teach us, we are taking the thing, one of us. Then I can also become Krishna. Isn't it? For so many thousands of years, Krishna is being worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are millions of temples in India for worshipping Krishna. He's ordinary. So many big leaders came and gone. Who cares for them? Why Krishna is being worshipped safely? These are the questions. Huh? Let's see how they are being worshipped. This is in foreign countries. They have got their own religion. Why they should worship it? What is the circulation of our newspaper?
Of our magazine?
Yes.
1 million copies per month.
1 million per month.
That's in English only.
English.
Then it also is published in Spanish and Portuguese, German, French, Dutch, Japanese, Chinese, Hindi, Bengali, Gujarati, Telugu. Recently we came out with Hungarian publication.
Your idea is some international institution.
Yes,
it is
international.
No, it must meet the spiritual needs of the mankind.
Okay, they are following. I want to make it more speedy, but I have no help now for the timing. Now these boys, they are helping me, and government is driving them. Get off. Can you not help me in this? No Indians are coming. I am bringing men and money from there, and government is driving them. Get out. This is my position. And if one boy goes there and again comes, 10,000. In this way I am losing 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees per year. For nothing. This is the cooperation from the government.
But why government is driving them out?
This is your visa?
They won't give us the, proper visa.
Just like I have got in America permanent resident. So why not give them permanent resident?
But this problem could be studied very easily.
Kindly do that. At least.
No, I didn't know. Just now I said to my
mother. Yes, I want some kind of
book. I can touch this
concrete thing from you, which you can do.
That's why that will be a great help immediately.
That I'll do immediately. Now only that's why I was just inquiring.
Yes.
What concrete thing you would like to do?
Immediately kindly help me.
Yes.
That give at least 100 men permanent residential permission. They are not politicians. They are not interested. They are devoted. Then I can manage this big establishment like Bombay, Vrindavan.
Now, can we prepare when we go to our houses and
do the interviews? Have you got
men? Any? I've called for the names. So within
that's a name in there. So this is the.
No, no, I will do this immediately, and even if necessary, I will fight with the government. I have to do it. Only thing is you can give me some notes. What have we heard of the state of India?
Bring some paper, write it. The immediate dividend is easy. They are coming from very rich, respectable families. They have not come here to earn money or exploit India. They have no business to do it. I can guarantee that they will bring money from America and leave here. Not touch a single pie of India.
Correct.
Now suppose there are 100 Americans, and if I am bringing 10 lakhs of rupees per month, then what is the per capita? And I guarantee you that if they take any part in politics, you can drive her in me. They are given everything. They are not thinking that they are American. Sarvabhavi vilin muktam tatparatina nirmalam. This is the process of bhakti. Sarvabhavi vilin muktam. Upadhi, this is upadhi. I am living being. But I have got some designation. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. These are designations.
Yes.
So, there is MP. This is designation. You are not MP.
Basically,
you are living. Part and part of the
man. Correct.
And this designation can be removed at any moment. Indira Gandhi, no more plan. Designation. So, sarvabhavi vilin muktam. When one becomes free from all designations, tatparatyena nirmalam. Simply by Krishna consciousness, we become purified. Rishikena rishikesa sirvanam bhaktiden bhakti dhigi. Brahma Bhuta Prasanyatma Nasurati Nakana Samatharvishu Bhuta Madhvakti Bhavati. This is a preliminary condition. So it means as soon as they have become devotee, they have no more religion. This conception is not there. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. No.
Right.
They
are devotee.
Namely, that has given none.
What would you like to know?
What's the problem?
Right, what I am saying, rise him and give it. This is the most important part.
Are there any local problems still surviving?
Our local problems. What about the municipal?
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you write?
Just give me a note wherever I can touch definitely, very promptly. First of all, about this visa, which is very difficult to get.
Nice paper,
you know.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
type it down. Yeah. Do it immediately. In the Bhagavad it is said that one hasn't got to learn Bhagavad. But if he simply says, yes, it is very nice, he gets some good. Similarly, our movement is such that if simply one appreciates, yes, it is good. Your chief minister has accepted. Maharashtra Chief. Where is that cutting that was published? He came or funded. So there is no doubt about it that this is the best humanitarian activity. So kindly help us as soon as possible.
No, I think myself this is all.
Thank you. Pariji will
I have talked to him also. He is always with me in this public life right from the beginning.
You are also in the...
No, I was a municipal councillor.
You were a municipal councillor here in
Bhagavad. The municipal councillor, who am I? What is that? I need to read that. Read it loudly.
Chief Minister loves Hare Krishna movement. Krishna consciousness was the essence of every faith and belonged to the world. Maharashtra Chief Minister Mr. S. B. Chavan stayed at the third international Hare Krishna festival at the Cross Maidan in Bombay on Wednesday. Mr. Chavan lauded the work done by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He said that Swami was responsible for popularizing Krishna consciousness all over the world. Speaking of the Chief Minister, Swami Prabhupada emphasized the need for scientific understanding of the Bhagavad Gita to solve the problems confronting humanity. So, when human society is without dharma, he said, it becomes animal society. The festival, scheduled to end on Tuesday, has been extended another 5 days.
His wife also.
But now poor fellow is also going. That is his
state. That is political struggle. Right? It doesn't matter. A man is what he is. That's all. And to come to this field of activities, one has to become free from all dailiness. I am the chief minister or these other. That is dailiness. So I have to give up.
It's a temporary
thing. Temporary. We should not be bothering about this temporary. It is meant for the rulers. Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter. Mang vivasate yuvam prattvanamam vayam vivasana manave prahu manu vikhasave brahmi evam parampara pratam time.
Among
Rajas. It is meant for the rulers, Rajas, not for the loafers. Even the Rajas, say, sabhi ko log thik thik shasan karte hain. Our this monarchy was there, but we are Rajasis. Monarch at the same time, great saintly person. Therefore they were worshipped. Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Kurukshetra, Maharaj Kambhuri. They are not autocrats. Even the Rajas have Vidu. They understood the science of Bhagavad Gita from saintly person, exalted Brahmins, then Vidu. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam this Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna. His father died when he was in the womb of his mother. So everyone died, only these five brothers remained. And Parikshit Maharaj, the grandson of Arjuna, he was in the womb of his mother, Uttara. So he was also attempted to be killed by Ashwatthama, by Brahmastra. Krishna saved him. So anyway, the grandfather took care of the child, baby in the womb. And when he was born, this is a ceremony, Jatakarma. Just after birth, there is a ceremony. This is now gone, Jatakarma. Nobody is. So, they were making horses of the Brahmin. That this child will be like this, like this, like this. So Yudhishthir Maharaj's question was, so what I am speaking, that is all right. Whether this child will be to their forefathers' reputation, how to give happiness to the subjects, Prajapa. He was anxious. How much he will be qualified? Prajapalan, how to keep the prajas very happy? First of all, see that. These are the prajapalan. And it is stated in this Bhagavatam, find out the ruling of Yudhishthir Maharaj, third chapter, third part, that there are not even disease during Adhaya Bhag. There was no extreme heat, there was no extreme cold on account of this Rajas. And their only business was to see Lord Ramchandra. How he was maintaining something like father. Leper people are still hankering after Ram Raj. There is a chapter Maharaj Yudhishthir designed to see the contents.
When Maharaj Yudhishthir was retiring or before it?
No, when he was ruling. The reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir is there in chapter. Kamam vivarsa parjanna sarva kamam duhava. Find out this verse.
Should I read?
Yes.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed.
Yes. the origin of God's
answer. Kamam Varsha Parjanya Sarvakama Dugamahi Sasichu Sma Vrajan Gava Payotad Patir Buddha. Translation. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
अभी पानी नहीं मिलता है, तो दूर से वो moist हो जाता है, ground. इसी इतना दूर होता था जो वो गिरता था और मैदा जहाँ लाइक चल वो मस्त ना दीदी बात मत.
When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon, and these rains are causes of all varieties of production on the land. Not only do regulated rains help ample production of grains and fruit, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and quarries. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough meat to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough meat, enough grain, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, enough jewels, then why do the people leave the name of houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial luxurious life of the name of cars, radio, flesh and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally?
Simplified. Learn not to speak. That's all. Very easy. In surprise, during gas scarcity, the gas has been supplied in Honolulu. This is in our presence. So, the gas supply, whatever they had distributed, and they hang on signboard, no more gas. The next man was so angry that he shot him dead. He had no more gas, he cannot supply. He became so much infuriated that he shot him. This is the result of this modern motor car civilization. He thought that gas is not supplied, then I am gone. I am finished. To kill this man. This is it.